There's an awful lot happening around traffic in Letterkenny, and you can talk about the bigger projects, obviously, as the TNT, which has been approved by Cabinet back in July, and it's moving on. It's an advanced stage, that process. But I think there's different areas of roads and different areas of responsibility. You have the TAA, which is responsible for the national primary and the national secondary roads, but would be the main roads. For example, the main Lyfford to Manor Cunningham, Lurgy Bracken to Letterkenny, the four lane, and then the whole way then from the mountaintop out to Terman is all National Secretary TAA, and then you have the regional roads. So we've a lot of projects going on there with active travel at the moment as well, and then you have the local roads. We have road design in Lyfford then working on different projects, like for example the Southern Relief Road, which is from the area of Lake in Letterkenny towards Creve Smith, and then we have the Northern Relief Road, which will be known better locally as the Windy Hall Road. A lot of work happening on these projects at the moment, so I've asked that all the teams come together, all the different roads teams, and I've asked the Chief Executive of Donegal County Council to chair that forum. I think we're at a very senior level here. Letterkenny is the growth centre of the North West. We are recognising the National Plan as such, and it's important that we are seen to be taking this so serious that every effort needs to be made on the short-term solutions and the mid-term solutions and then the long-term plans. And I think somebody at the most senior official that we have in the council is John McLaughlin, for him to chair that forum and bring all strands together to work on what we can achieve in the short term and look at the opportunities as well. We are having very positive discussions with the National Transport Authority around the new bus service, and that will happen. We need to look at ways of maybe introducing bus lanes if that's going to be. So there's an awful lot that we can achieve, I think, together. And I think bringing all the strands together is important, and we need to send out a collective message then to the general public that we are exploring every opportunity available to us to resolve some of the traffic situations. But I think there's a lot of good opportunity for us here too, but I think it's important that this team come together, work together, and you know, if there is additional challenges that we need to overcome, then we do it together and everyone is singing off the same hymn sheet.
And you stressed in there that cohesion is important, because while these are all separate applications, it's all in the one town and they're all going to affect each other. You also made a point about the progress being made very public to the general population, so that people can see what work's being done, because I suppose it's you and your colleagues on the ground that's bearing the brunt of everybody's frustration.
That's exactly it, and there's a lot of very exciting things happening in Letterkenny and in the North West at the moment. I mean, we see the IDA now with a new advanced factor being developed at the moment. There's massive investment happening by the ATU, the new library. It's 20 million plus investment that'll start now in April. We have the new regional sports complex by the ATU as well. I think it's an investment of 28 million. So there's a lot of really good projects happening, or the town itself. We have probably the guts of 50 million in the whole area of URDF happening as well. There's different phases of the town. The town's grown, it's going to grow. There's challenges, but there's also a lot of opportunity. And I think the more people coming together to identify solutions to that. But I think it's all good, and if we play to our strengths, I think we can achieve a lot.
And Councillor Brogan, another phrase that you mentioned a few times throughout the meeting was things being taken seriously. One discussion sort of mainly led by yourself and Councillor Jerry McMonagle was that road safety measures aren't getting done as easily as they were around 2 years ago.
Yeah, things like the traffic calming measures. I mean, you know, sometimes the small things are very important for the residents of Lisnellan or Dermore who have spoken to me with traffic calming measures. And I think we need to look at a faster way of getting things done. And we're always referred to the budgetary process. And that's part of the reason why I want all the strands of the roads people coming together, all the different teams, because our own local people on the ground are doing everything they possibly can with the resources available to them. But if there's additional resources need to upgrade the traffic network or the road network around Letterkenny, then we need to take that seriously and invest more money in it.